Urban Reggae Show. Episode number 30.
Yeah. You know, of course, it's the one Trinity, number 13. Welcome forward to Urban Reggae Zone. This is your host, Ranking Screw. You're listening to New Artist Radio. Yo, y'all missed this Bob Marley Day event last weekend, man. It was the biggest thing, man. It was bigger than life. I had so much fun, y'all. Y'all missed it. I wish y'all was there. But for those of y'all that was there, I mean like those of y'all that was there, I know y'all had fun because, boy, I had a blast. Yo, I had some folks in the studio with me. My son Tony Swagger is in the studio with me. Two Tone is in the studio with me. Hazmat Boys Don't Even is in the studio with me. You know they did the Raider Nation song. We got big things going on. We gonna be hollering about mannerisms, upbringing, culture, and that Bob Marley Day that just went by. Y'all missed it. Before we get into that, though, we gonna play you some hot new songs by these artists we about to interview. I hope you like this Urban Reggae Zone. Again, this is your host, Ranking Screw, saying, hey, welcome once
Urban
again. This is episode 13.
Episode number 13 on New Artist Radio.
You've been trying, yes, you've been trying a long time, Babylon, to hold me down. You've been trying, yes, you've been trying a long time, Babylon, to hold me down. So long you've been selling us some fight. What a day when the dollar die. Babylon, you want to put you in for your head and cry. Oh, yeah. Misconception, false interpretation, their understanding, that's what they've been selling. Misconception. Them trying to kill our nation.
Here.
For so long, Babylon, you have a plan. Oh, forget to read all the I and I, the Rastaman. And don't you know, say we have to stand up strong. We stand firm in a dish of Armageddon. Don't you know, them are the open worm in our belly. The strength on we brain, we make we feel dizzy. Them put we under pressure, we make we lose the sanity. Misconception, false interpretation. Their understanding, that's what they've been selling. Misconception. What a illusion. Why? No more misconception. You've been trying, yes, you've been trying a long time, Babylon, to hold me down. You've been trying, yes, you've been trying a long time, Babylon, to hold me down. Instead of making pure nuclear bomb, will you modify, clean up your pollution? But you're taking taxpayers' money and I sell us pure misconception. Misconception, false interpretation. They're understanding, that's what they've been selling. Misconception. Them come to kill every nation. Yeah.
We make we lose the sanity. Oh, yeah.
down. Ding 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 now. Ding 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 bang, yeah, wow. Boy.
It's just way you don't even and you're listening to Urban Reggae Zone with Frank Screw, aka the Godfather.
Urban Reggae Zone. Episode number on new.
Yeah. Radio. Once again, you know, friend, it's Urban Reggae Zone and it's Ranking Scoop and your case in the place. Yo, y'all missed a beautiful show last weekend. Bob Marley birthday bash, man. I had a blast with Majestic Mancho. My whole family was there, including the Asthmat Boys, the only one in the place to be. Don't even. In the studios with me is... Don't even. How you feeling, my brethren?
I'm feeling all right. How you feeling tonight, man?
Man, feeling real good. Feel blessed. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. First of all, I, man, want to tell the I much love and much respect for coming to the show. And I, man, just want to ask you, what did you think about the show?
All right, man, I'm going to keep it real. I stepped up out of my zone that night, and honestly, for the first time, I've actually felt that I've seen a real, real show for 2011. I've been to a lot of shows, but that show really made me look at myself as an artist because I wasn't there for that. I was there just for to be the actual participator of the show itself and just found myself caught up. So the show was unbelievable and I'm still talking about it.
Yeah, man, I had a lot of phone calls, back-to-back phone calls, just talking about the show, how hot the show was and stuff. And I feel that to myself because I felt at home. I felt like I had a family there with me. It was a family setting. Everyone in the crowd was so into their zone of that happiness of that Bob zone, you know what I mean? And getting in to be that representation to do that show. Man, I man really give thanks and praise to the Most High. Ja, Rastafari.
Ja.
Every time. Yo, before we do anything else, I'm going to say something to you. This program really is about mannerism, upbringing, and culture. In your upbringing as a child coming up, did your parents believe in discipline?
Oh, yeah, most certainly, man. I mean, I look at it now, and at that time when I was growing up, just like any kid would think back then or today, that you think your parents was like, you know, I don't know. Some people call it... I was never abused, first of all, but I got my butt whooped, you know what I'm saying? And it made me be the person who I am today. And if them, I believe if it wasn't for them, you know, loving me and seeing that, you know, I was heading down the wrong path at a young age and them putting it on me, I probably wouldn't be the person I am today. So honestly, in my opinion, yes, I did get, you know, chastised and I have no regrets. And I think that, you know, a lot of kids should look at it like that, man, because it's going to that's going to save you if you really take it and take it the right way.
Yeah, for real, man. For real, man. Discipline is needed every time, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't get discipline, you really don't know what to do. And some kids nowadays, they grow up so fast. I don't know what is it they putting in the food, man? Because, you know what I mean? The youth, them just... And just grew up big. And this technology thing just have them so smart that they think they smarter than us. What is that?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Growing up, you know, we had Atari 2600. You know what I'm saying? I just exposed myself.
Wow.
But you know what? No, but we grew up with that old school technology. So for us, we had still something that we went outside and we played and we, you know what I'm saying, we did things. Like kids today don't get out, they don't play sports really that much unless it's a school or they striving to be an athlete to make it big. But we went out just to do it and ask for exercise and having fun. And I think that's what's missing from these kids today is so much technology that they're really not having fun.
Yeah, well, because them sit around and play a video game all day, you know, and think say them big time and them can win every game. If you test them, then beat you because that's all they do. So therefore, you find that the kids getting a beast. You know, them get big and stoked. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
while
yeah.
We stay skinny and win it.
You right about that, bro.
and them run game like I say, like them smarter than we, which they probably is. But them can't fool we because we are elders and we have much smarts and much street smarts than them. Yo, listen, kids, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yo, in the meantime, between time, here's Azmat Boys with Total Eclipse.
On New Artist Radio. Urban Reggae. Episode number 30.
That was Total Eclipse by Azmat Boys. As I say, I have Don't Even in the studio. Don't Even. What inspired to you guys to write this song?
Man, I've been a Raider fan all my life, man.
Raider Nation.
I was born into it, so you know, if it ain't silver and black, it ain't gonna happen. But just going out to the games and I guess, you know, tailgating year after year and just seeing how we have a culture of our own, you know, of the Raider Nation than any other fan in NFL. And I'm not hating on no other fans, but we just have something about us, man. We just take it to the next level. So about going out there all these years and seeing it, I decided, look, I got to give something back to the nation. So I decided just to really just sit down with the right people who was also going to the games with me when I was young, and when one who wasn't, because he was young himself. But we decided to make this song for the Raider Nation, man, to give back to, like, so much that they gave to us throughout the years of just being out there and doing what we do for the Raider Nation.
That's a beautiful thing. It's called giving back. Yeah, yeah, you have to pay the way. Tell me, let the listeners know who is involved, who are the members of your group, Azmat Boys.
It's me, myself, a.k.a. Don't Even, at yeah, I can tell you the other side's Scarecrow. That's that poetry, though. That's the other side of it that they don't know about. Then we got my boy Raider Rospec, and then we got Epic. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the three.
Yes. A strong trio. That's the Trinity again. Like I said before, this is Urban Reggae Zone 1-3.
Episode number.
Get it? All right, then. Moving right along, we're going to drop you some Bob Marley. We're going to bring some other artists in the studio to talk about that Bob Marley day. In the meantime, between time, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Don't Even, for being here in Urban Reggae Zone.
Thank you for having me, bro. It's always a pleasure coming through to guest the Godfather, the Don Dot. You know what I'm saying?
Reggae Blessed school. Love. As my boys, Don't Even. Here's Bob Marley. You know we got to unite. Everyone should unite, whether you're black or white. You got to come together, especially if you're amongst the minority. You got to get together in unity. Here's Bob Marley with Africa Unite.
On New Artist Radio. Urban Reggae Zone.
Moving right out of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land. Yeah, how good and how pleasant it would be before God and man. Yeah, to see the unification of all Africans. Yeah, as it's been said.
Bob Marley, Brother Bob in the place to be with Africa Unite. In the studios, we have my son, Tony Swagger. We're going to be talking to him in a few seconds here.
New Artist Radio presented 299 Artist Promotional Special. For more information, go to newartistradio.net. Tell them Rankin sent you, all right?
That's right. The Trinity. One Trinity. Episode number 13. It's all about mannerism, upbringing, and culture. I got Tony Swagger in the studio all the way from Atlanta. My son is in the studio with me finally. I got him on the radio. Yeah, you know. Welcome, Tony Swagger, to Urban Reggae Zone.
Yo, what's going on? Tony Swagger in the building. Yeah. My life and thank me, Father, who bring me on this show, man. It's time to go get it. Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going on and on and on. Musically, though, you know what I mean? Yeah. All about the mannerism, upbringing, and culture. We've been on this radio show talking about mannerism, upbringing, and culture. You, as my son, should speak on it because you was raised up under that discipline. Can you tell the people about what mannerism, upbringing, and culture is about?
Oh, man. Hey, it's like you put me on the spot, but at the same time, I mean, you brought me up all the way on point. It's all about being respectful in all aspects of the game, you know, being mindful of anything that come about, any kind of obstacles that you come across in the world. You got to know how to analyze and judge it from your point of view, almost like calculating, you know, the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you think that this discipline did good for you then, in your opinion?
Yeah, it did. It did very good. And I say it's a blessing, you know, from the Most High Jah and my Father, you know, all the time.
Yeah, from the Father above and the Father on earth. Yo, blessings and much love. You was at the show and you did good on the show.
Oh, man.
What you think about the show that we just did?
Man.
Oh, man.
Hey, the show, I'm going to be honest. The show, it was crazy, you know. It was packed. The show is sold out. And everywhere you go, it's shoulder to shoulder. Everybody's smiling. A lot of positive energy going on. And you had some people even falling over the place because the music was so good, you know? You might see certain people falling if you see the footage. But, yeah, I loved it, though. I loved it. It was a lot of unity. I mean, yeah, anybody that followed CYP, you know, and stay up on the updates, the upbringing of anywhere, you know, And you're there, you will love it. You will love it.
And that's guarantee. We're not trying to be all sophisticated neither. You know what I'm talking about? We just keeping it popping every time. On this show, Urban Reggae Zone, it's all about mannerism, upbringing, and culture. That night was all about culture. Good music, good vibe, spirituality. Yo. Wolipa upliftment. May I tell you, that thing was innovative to the maximum. High energy. So next time, y'all come out. You see what I'm talking about. Tony Swagger in the building.
Swagger.
In the building.
In the building.
Son, I want to thank you for being on the program. I'm going to play your song, When You Was a Child. And you know what this one is. Going to school by who?
Going to school.
One of the essential thing is going to school by Tom Peasy and Rocco, aka J Jonah and Tony Swagger. Here's going to school.
Urban Reggae Zone. Episode number 13 on New Artist Radio.
What you gotta do, have to pull through it, move quick, so you can get an education, let's take a life and survive in this cruel world. You can make make it if you try, homeboys and girls. Believe it, not just to the keys at. I'm out the he's if she's at, with Tone B's, you can feel me. Gotta get it too, but to do it, know how to say and pray every day. Can't be smoking hay, you think it may pass. Schools like glass, it's precious. So let this be the greatest key to success in this life. Kids shouldn't be living this life. Living in the world with guns and knives. Conscious lyrics, I'm spitting up on this mic.
You know what you gotta do, what you do. Go to school, get an education, your time is racing. Go, you're chasing. Your life on the line, you're wasting. Facing rebel, rebel. Like a scab that'll keep you level. You know you gotta keep it straight, but don't you wait too late. These fools in the cuts will use you for a piece of bait. They bait. So I gotta take time in this life. I think my life's a sin. I gotta make a man before I go, right before I come again. I had a friend and now he's on the street. I'm bumping a beat, now catching with the heat. Just listen to the T, check out my speech. And every day
one of the essential things is going to school. Going to school, cause you gotta let it go and move. Homie, you know what you gotta do. Gotta stay in school. One of the essential things is going to school. Going to school, cause you gotta let it go and move. Homie, you know what you gotta do. Gotta stay in school.
It ain't easy on this earth. Ever since the day of my birth, I've been putting in work while practicing music and things. Now I can do a lot of rapping and sing. You know how it is in the rapping bit with Tone B's and Rocco. Killing in the studio with Money B and my daddy. Mixing down a fat beef for we. Never forget about Super G, Quahim and Andy. Mommy and the family, much love. Automatically get love back because they motivated me to step forth and come up. So what's up, what's up? Representing free mind and we off this Nokey Doke. You know, it's a brother Rocco coming through the Muppet Dope like a tiger chasing a goat. Busting the flows, trying to get up on
the
nose.
One of the essential things is going to school. Going to school, cause you gotta let it go damn move. Homie, you know what you gotta do, gotta stay in school. One of the essential things is going to school, cause you gotta let it go damn move. Homie, you know what you gotta do, gotta stay in school.
This trap thing, help me get up on the game. Let me remain the same, and it ain't no thing. When the giver gotta slay, maintain, gotta make it in the vein. Man, it's shame, you can do it if you take aim. Bullseye is why I be so hot. In my grade for average, making that cabbage with my brother Rocco, little savage, doing damage. If you can have this, all you gotta do is practice. Don't slack this, just smack this. As the crack this open, no joking. Say no to smokers, stay focused. Cause the locust, fear pressure, don't let it test ya, stretch ya. You get left in the dust, bust up, face fluster. Stuck a wonder, thinking about your blood, so rubber, they never
let you. Essential things is going to school. Going to school, cause you gotta learn to go damn room. Homie, you know what you gotta do, gotta stay in school. One of the essential things is going to school, cause you gotta learn to go damn room. Homie, you know what you gotta do, gotta stay in school. One of the essential things is going to school, cause you gotta learn to go damn room. Homie, you know what you gotta do, gotta stay in school. One of the essential things is going to school, cause you gotta learn to go damn room. Homie, you know what you gotta do, gotta stay in school.
Urban Reggae Zone, episode number 13.
All right, welcome forward. Yeah, like I told you before, it's Urban Reggae Zone. I'd like to thank Tony for being here to let y'all know. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring in another dough. You know, Tone? Who we going to bring in, Tone?
Two-tone.
Two-tone, you know.
Not one-tone, but two-tone.
Two-tone.
Almost like two different shades. It's two-tone. You
did. Yeah, we better ask him why them call him two-tone. Let's bring him in right now. Tony, thank you for being on Urban Reggae Zone.
All right. Come. Love you guys, man. Y'all stay positive. Peace.
Peace out. Going to school with two crucial, you know, Jay Jonah in the place to be. Yeah, some people call him Rocco. I don't even know what they call a boy these days, but we know that Tony Swagger is here, though. Hey, Jay, just go on hold tight, because you know we love you, boy. Hey, we got Two Tone in the studio with us. Hey, man. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got Tone and then Tone again. It's definitely Two Tone. Hey, yeah. Two Tone, welcome to Urban Reggae Zone, my brother. What's up?
What's going on with you, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling blessed. And you?
Oh, man, I can say I feel the same, man.
Oh, wow, wow. That's a good thing. You know what I'm talking about here at Urban Reggae Zone. We always talk about mannerism, upbringing, and culture. But today, we're not going to ask you about that. See? We're going to ask you about the show, because I see you losing your mind at the show. So can you tell me, Two-Tone,
man,
what was it for you that you love about the show?
Oh, man, where can I start? I mean, you know I love my food. There was all different types of food there. You know, there was beautiful music there, man. Man, it was just rocking. It was popping, like everybody's dancing. Everyone's just having a wonderful time. You know, it was just... everything you needed in the show, it was there. You know, it was positive. It was uplifting. It was everything, man. It was real cool, and y'all, I mean, you got everyone had me entertained that was performing on the stage, and I was just sitting there like, wow, this is a performance. This is a real performance. And whoever didn't go, man, I gotta say you did miss out, because it was a bomb show.
Yeah, a chat boat on a really miss out without a doubt. You hear the sounds coming out a two-tone mouth. Yeah. In the meantime, between time, tell the people, what does your name Two-Tone means?
Well, I got the name Two-Tone from the simple fact that I'm black and I'm white. And also, I got two different color eyes. I have a blue and a green eye. So, and also my middle name is Anthony, and short for that is Tone. So I thought of no better name to come up with than Two-Tone. And then, yeah, that's how Two-Tone came up.
Well, that's good. That means you don't have a prejudice born in your body. You're one of me and one of them.
Blood, exactly,
bugs,
man.
A bunga,
a little bit of both.
Mix like fix.
The best of both worlds, right?
Yeah, man. Me love you like cook food. See you. You know, see it. Hey, you got a new single that you're trying to launch. What is the name of that single that we about to play on this radio program?
Actually, it's called On My Job. And, you know, just basically explains that how I'm really trying to take this music stuff to a whole different level, and I'm trying to elevate it and bring it to a certain level to where everyone can enjoy it and have fun and dance too. And I'm just talking about how dedicated I am to the game and how I'm just trying to make it in this lifestyle.
Well, in this game, we don't dedicate, we livicate, because I don't like that word dedicate. I like livicate. That's that old English boogadaga. See, in the meantime, between time, we're going to play your song. Here is On My Job by Two-Tone.
On New Artist Urban Reggae Zone, episode number 13.
It's your boy Two-Tone, and you're listening to Urban Reggae Zone with Rankin Screw, a.k.a. The Godfather.
Cause I gotta stay fresh till the day that I die. And I put that on my life, you won't always see me fly. I ain't ever looking for me, you just see me on the grind. So let me hear you say it, cause I hear it all the time.
I'm on my job,
I ain't even gonna lie.
I'm on my job,
you don't even wanna try.
I'm on my job,
cause I'm aiming for the time.
Busy, I'm a bona fide hustler. Honey's in my hand and I'm tryna get another. Haters looking at me and they looking like whatever and ever. Since I put this music shit together, I ain't never retiring, cause I'm in it for the cheddar. And they better know it's Two-Tone taking over this era.
Cause I'm staying on my toes,
and I'm hanging with my foes.
So my head held high,
you don't see me with the pros.
Cause I'm on my job and everybody gotta know. So if you own your job, never keep it on the low. So I'm posted on the block just to let my swag show.
And I'm turning up my music just so everybody knows. Cause I gotta stay fresh to the day that I die. And I put that on my life, you gon' always see me fly. I ain't never looking for me, you just see me on the grind. So let me hear you say it, cause I hear it all the time.
I'm on my job,
I ain't even gon' lie.
I'm on my job,
you don't even wanna try.
I'm on my job,
cause I'm in it for the time.
And I'm hearing it a million times. I'm on
see my
job,
are hot, and I don't let it ride by. I'm on the top waiting for it, see me all in the sky. I never thought that I would be here when I was a little guy.
No.
Staying on my job, trying to keep my image fly.
Yo. Performing on stage, spitting on my lyrics live. By the way it's been going, it starts to give me all this drive.
Cause I'm seeing all this money and I'm seeing all these lights. Focused on the moment, so I'm trying to do it right.
I'm on my job, I ain't talking about retail. I'm talking about making money, skip the details. I'm done hustling on the block with the weed sales. I'm trying to make it something big like street.
Cause I gotta stay fresh to the day that I die. And I put that on my life, you gon' always see me fly. I ain't ever looking for me, you just see me on the grind. So let me hear you say it, cause I hear it all the time.
I'm on my job,
I ain't even gon' lie.
I'm on my job,
you don't even wanna try.
I'm on my job,
cause I'm aiming for the time.
And I'm hearing it a million times. I'm on my job.
Job, let me hear you say it loud.
I'm on my job when you see me with a crowd.
I'm on my own hype and I'm aiming for the clouds. And when I say I'm on my job, I say it hella proud. I'm on my job, let me hear you say it loud. I'm on my job when you see me with a crowd. I'm on my own hype and I'm aiming for the clouds. And when I say I'm on my job, I say it hella proud.
See, I'm all up in the stars like astronomy. I told you I'ma go hard and never say apologies. So they all acknowledge me and say that I'm the greatest. So I'ma try and move my way up on this playlist, never being the fakest.
It's only cause I'm the realest. I'm spitting all these lyrics and hoping these critics feel it. But I'm aiming to kill it and not leave it alive. I'm aiming for the stars as y'all coming for the ride. Cause I'm waiting outside with my text on full. I'm trying to get there fast to something like carpool. And not playing by the rules cause it's hard out here. So when you come my way, I'ma say it real clear. Sim clear. Cause I gotta stay fresh to the day that I die. And I put that on my life, you gon' always see me fly. I ain't never looking money, you just see me on the grind. So let me leave you say it cause I hear it all the time. I'm on my job,
I ain't even gon' lie.
I'm on my job,
you don't even wanna try.
I'm on my job,
cause I'm aiming for the top. And I'm hearing it a million times, I'm on my job.
On My Job by Two Tone. That was Two Tone, On My Job. Yo, you really is on the job. Blah, blah. You doing man. The thing, man. You keep on doing that thing, yo. You know what
doing
I'm saying?
It, man. That's what
I
you
like what
do.
You're doing, bruh, bruh.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
What give you the inspiration to write those songs like the other songs I hear on the record? You can mention a few of them. Like, mention at least two of those that you're doing on your show. When?
Okay, February 17th at...
Where?
Oh, over in Oakland at the New Parish. It's on 18th Street. You guys gotta be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I will be there, so I think y'all should come out too.
Most
you know
definitely.
What I'm saying? Come jump up. Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be all good. In the meantime, between time, please tell us what inspired you to write these songs.
All right, well, basically, I'm just a man of liking to have fun. You know, I like to have fun. I like to hit the club. So, of course, I talk about hitting the club. You know, just like every dude, I like to see booty shaking. I mean, that's I'm just saying, you know. So I wrote a song called Shake It Up. That's all I'm really talking about the whole time. It's just a club jam that, you know, dudes can dance with ladies with and have a great time to. And that's a song called Shake It Up. That's what inspired me to really write that song. I kind of already told you On My Job. That's another one that I'm going to be, you know, performing over there. You definitely will have to be there. And also, one of my other songs is I Look Good. That's going to be a real good one. And that's going to be actually my intro right there. And you guys are going to really love that. Basically, I'm just bragging pretty much. You know, everybody loves to brag every once in a while, you know. It's natural, really. It's
well,
really...
it's all good, brother. I heard your stuff. I listened to your stuff. You deserve the bragging, right? So keep on the bragging tip, but make sure you keep it real. You know
yes,
what I'm saying? And
most
keep
definitely.
It solid. Keep your feet. Keep it pumping. Never get a big head. Never get swell-headed because the humblest calf suck the most milk. Yeah, I mean,
yes,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
Definitely. Most
In
definitely.
In the meantime, man.
Man,
between time, man, I'm going to tell you this. I'd like to thank you for being on the show today. It gives me great pleasure to see y'all in the house. I'm glad you're here in the studios.
Man.
Urban Reggae Zone, Crucial Youth Production is always going to be there for y'all as youngers.
Man, the pleasure is mine. The pleasure is mine. And, you know, I can never pass up an opportunity to be with the great Ranking Screw, the Godfather. And it's a great honor just being here, man.
All right, blessed love, before you go, you have any inspiring or inspirational things you'd like to say to your listeners on Urban Reggae Zone?
Basically, I just really would like to tell you guys, man, you know, silence the violence, you know, keep it, just have fun, you know, just live life and to the fullest, and, you know, you never know when the world's going to end, man, just keep it positive and just have fun, you know.
Well, that's going to be the next tour, y'all. We got the Solid Unbreakable Tour on the road right now. We're booking Majestic, Mancho, Ranking Screw, Ginger, Crucial Youth Band with Tony Swagger and the whole crew that you hear in the place here at Crucial Youth Urban Reggae Zone. We telling you all about it. It's all about the music. Here at Urban Reggae Zone, we promote nothing but positive, positive things. We promote independent artists with music, with message. I don't forget about it. Urban Reggae Zone. Until then, Two Tone, I'd like to say peace to you.
See you later, man.
New Artist Radio presents the 2999 Artist Promotional Special. For more information, go to newartistradio.net. Tell them Ranking sent you, alright?
Urban Reggae episode number 13.
Babylon one more time.
Come, we go burn down Babylon one more time.
Come, we go chant down Babylon one more time.
Come, we go chant down Babylon.
Oh, them soft, yes, them soft.
Aye, oh.
Them soft, yes, them soft.
Aye, oh.
Come, we go chant down Babylon one more time.
Come, we go chant down Babylon.
Men see their dreams and aspiration crumble in front of their face. And all of their wicked intention to destroy the human race.
Chant down Babylon.
Come we go chant down Babylon one more time.
Come we go chant down Babylon one more time.
Come we go chant down Babylon one more time.
Come we go chant down Babylon.
For them soft, yes them soft.
Aye-oh.
Them soft, they say them soft.
Aye-oh.
Come we go chant down Babylon one more time.
Come we go chant down Babylon.
You say, music yo. Music, you're the key. Talk to, please talk to me. Bring a voice up of the Rasta man, communicating to, catering to everyone. How I know, how I know, and that's how I know. I reggae music, chant down, chant down, chant down Babylon, chant down Babylon, chant down Babylon. Reggae music, chant down Babylon. Reggae music,
on New Orleans Radio, Urban Reggae, episode number 30.
Bob Marley with Chant Down Babylon. Man, I had the privilege, I give thanks, to celebrate his birthday bash on Saturday, February 5th. His birthday was on the 6th, so we count him in. You know what I'm talking about? I had a good time. I want to thank Ari Dole, Pier 23, all my fans and friends and all the supporters that came out. I love y'all. Man, I had a ball. I can't stop talking about it. Yo, y'all that miss it, you shouldn't have. I'm telling you, everybody's been piling up in the studio trying to get on Urban Reggae Zone just to talk about the show, how they felt at the show. Man, I love y'all, right? Yeah, man, for real.
Urban Reggae, episode number 13.
This is Lucy Strings. The show was off the chain. If y'all missed the last show, please don't miss the next one.
I know a family that is struggling day to day. Well, seems a little strange, I know, but it still happens today. What happened to the politicians? Don't they hear the words we say? 'Cause in the meantime, children dying, all I could do was kneel and pray. Sweet, sweet justice, how long we've had to wait. Sweet, sweet justice, there's a process zero end. Sweet, sweet justice, how long they tempt our fate. Since our father Moses rode it on that big great slate, mama standing in the kitchen trying to get the food on the plate. Crying out for the sweet, sweet cherry, yeah. Sweet, sweet justice. How long we had to wait. Sweet, sweet justice.
Urban Reggae Zone. Soy su señorita Alicia Strings con su Godfather Reggae Screw. ¡Azúcar!
That's Alicia Strings with Sweet Justice. I see another artist in the studio. Boy, everyone coming in today, man, passing through. The show was super hot. I see Kalipo in the place to be, a.k.a. Ripstar. Ripstar, step to the mic, man.
Yeah. What's up, Rank and Screw?
What it do? What it do, Baba?
Man, another one like the other one.
Man, how was it for you at the show, bro?
It was magnificent. I had a great time. All the people that was out there was packed. They was loving it. They felt the spirit. They felt everything. I mean, it was live. It was speechless. I cannot say anything else but just to enjoy the performance.
Yeah, well, I hope everyone was there, or that was there, full joy like we did. Which bring me to the subject. You got a show coming up with Two Tone, right? Because Two Tone just left out of here while you walk in. Did y'all plan on me or something? Yeah, y'all got a show on the 17th of this month, right? February?
Is yes, that right? Indeed. On the 17th, Thursday. Yep.
And where is that?
That's going to be at the New Parish here in Oakland.
And is there an address for that place? Is you know it off the top of your head? Or is there some kind of contact where people can find out more about it? Maybe Facebook or something where people can reach you.
Yeah, you can go on Facebook. Just go on and type in Two Tone or Andrew. And most definitely you'll get all the information there. And it will tell you about what time and when to be there. And make sure that everyone shows up and enjoy.
Yeah, you heard it here first on Urban Reggae Zone. This is your host, Rankin Screw, Kalipo, in all your endeavors of doing and learning about music, what you love about music so much and why you love music so much?
I love music so much because it makes me think about life. At the same time, you think about what's going on around the world and you basically preach to it when you're singing or when you say something to let everyone else know where you're coming from your lyrics. And also, I love music because it's my passion and I was raised from it, you know, started from church and, you know, and moved forward and I'm still continuing on doing it.
That's a good thing. It sounds like you had a proper upbringing, which bring me to the question of mannerism, upbringing, and culture. In your upbringing, was you being disciplined by your parents?
I most definitely got disciplined. And if it wasn't for my parents, I don't think I would be where I'm at now. You know, I've learned a lot about discipline because it teaches you things in the world, what you should not do, what's right from wrong. And also, you can, you know, if you do something wrong and if you see something, then you have that discipline where it's a no-no.
Mm-hmm. For real, because your parents is teaching you what's right from wrong. The Bible say, honor your mother and your father that you may live your days longer. That means children.
Exactly.
Don't disrespect your parents. Don't talk back to your parents. If they say move, just go ahead and move, even if you didn't want to. It just means you have to move because your parents told you to. And when they talking to you and you talk back, that make them mad. You know what I'm talking about?
You will be in trouble.
Yeah, man. You have to humble. Like I said before, the humble calf suck the most milk. So you have to humble and make sure you guys go to bed early so you can get up early, because early to bed, early to rise make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. That mean you're going to learn more in school. You won't fall asleep. You will pay attention to your teachers. Always respect elders. Yo, much love to the eye and give thanks for coming on Urban Reggae Zone. You know we have to keep it moving.
Yeah, thank you.
Say
so
something
much
to the folks, man. Say something to the folks.
Yeah. Mumua lava favtai lava le tua ona mai le alofa malanga le favtai Reggae Screw. You are the one. Thank you so much for introducing me to, you know, to you, and also inviting me to come through the studio. And God bless.
And blessed love. Give thanks. Peace.
Talo falo, Leo, Mr. Ripster. Yo, Leo falo aku. Oh, Urban Rankin Zone. Yeah, Ole, oh, Rankin Screw.
Urban Reggae episode number 13 on New Artist Radio.
Break free, my people.
Break free from the game. Break free from the mental heartache and strain. Sister Irie, come to ease up the pain. One natty rebel day, they on a midnight train. To Georgia, Babylon, them out of order. We just reached the border with 100 soldiers. African diaspora, soul patroller. Crossing through the distant waters to avoid the slaughter. Kenyatta, me brother, you know we love ya. Sister Irie, you done hold the key.
Break
we have
free,
to break free,
my people. Break we have free. To break free. Break free, my people. Break free from your mental slavery.
Sister Irie Divine with Break Free. She's over there in Hawaii. Good luck to you, baby. Do real good. I'd like to send our blessings to you too. Black Lung, Tough Lion, Lion, all the crew that's on the show. Everybody, y'all do real good, y'all. Make Hawaii nice. I keep the thing going, keep it popping. In the meantime, between time, Kaya, big up yourself. Macho, yo, Daddy E, just easy. Kaya, I know how we do it, man. All crew, just big up yourself, Kaya, respect you. In the meantime, between time, I got to tell you, it's time for me to go. Yo, love the item like cook food, like how y'all love children, I love you. Yeah, man. Much blessings to all people. Yeah, man? All listeners. I'm going to leave you with Black Lung. Just keep on pushing through. Seeing? Here's Black Lung. Pushing through. Peace. I'm out of here.
That our people go through, living with so much separation, not cool. It causes friction, it causes frustration. Hey, yeah, yeah, there's another way for we today. Realize Jah Jah has our backs, I say. He'll never forsake you, Almighty will never forget you. Hey, but the mass, how can we make it? You must have Jah. How do we live? You must know Jah. You have to stand strong. Just know Father will deliver you. Hey, even though the world is rocky,
keep on pushing through. Better days will be here.
Episode number 13.